welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. It is a habit and we have to seek it daily. So yesterday I got to have an amazing experience and I got to film for Rise Up the Movie. So you guys, if you want to know more about it, it is at riseupthemovie.com. And you can enter your email and you can actually become a part of this incredible movement. So make sure you go there and check it out. It has all my amazing mentors in it and I was able to be a part of it. So I'm thrilled and I'm honored. And I really hope that you help us get this message out. And I want to talk about that because along with being asked for such a massive opportunity to be in a movie with your mentors, I'm talking, oh my goodness, I'm talking Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo, Gabrielle Bernstein, Bob Proctor, you name it. It's just, it's mind-blowing. When I got the call to be in it, I literally pretty much fell to my knees. And it's just one of those moments when you're like, is this really happening? And then this is the part that happens when all of your dreams come true. You say, why me? Am I worthy of this? Am I good enough? I'm not good enough. Oh my gosh, this voice can come in and it can say, what do you have to offer? And it can really take you down if you let it, right? But I'm very familiar with this voice because this voice has been my sidekick through everything that I've done, whether it's been the Bliss Project live event, my first one that I put on. And I don't want to just say my first one because I just did my fourth one and I still have that voice, but I know how to smother her. I know how to get rid of her. And a lot of times that voice doesn't go away for me until I've started into the project, whether it's starting to speak or yesterday it was from the second we started to record. It took me a couple minutes to get rid of it and really get in the flow. And that's what I want people to be aware of is it doesn't go away, right? We're human. We are not perfect. So it doesn't ever go away. We just learn how to tame it. And the biggest thing for me is letting go and letting God or whatever you believe. But I love that quote, pray, relax, let go and let God take the wheel, right? So that is exactly what I do in all of these situations. And something that I want you to think about is offering it up. So when you have done the work and you have done as much as you can, and you are still living in this place of fear, even though you're saying yes, and opportunities are starting to come your way, that is really when I, no matter what you do before every big event, before everything you do, you literally, I just say, you know what? I'm offering this up. I've gone as far as I can. Now I'm handing this all to you because it's not my burden. I can't do what you want me to do, whether you believe in God, universe, Buddha, whatever that is. For me, I just say, please, I've done as much as I can. It's your turn to take the wheel. I have so much faith that if I just start speaking, you are going to give me the message that I need to be saying. So whatever you believe in, have faith. For me, I believe in God. I have so much faith that He is just going to take over for me. When I open up and when I say yes, that's as far as I can go as a human being, right? I can prepare. I can be there. I can show up. And the rest, I'm letting go. I'm offering it up. I'm altering it because I just can't think that I have to carry that all. I can't think that I have to create a transformation and be perfect and say all of the perfect things because I have done as much as I possibly can to this point. So that's when I throw everything on faith. literally. So I'm pointing that out because I think that people are like, okay, I have to prepare. I have to be there. I have to show up. I have to do all of these things for my dreams. And I have to deal with all of these nerves and I'm freaked out and I don't feel worthy. You are. If you've been asked or if you've said yes, or if you're even close to the situation of getting somewhere, it means that you are the one. You have been called. You have shown up. And now it is your time to let that go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just show up and say, I'm here. From here on out, I'm letting go and I'm letting you speak through me, or I'm letting you do your thing through me. So no matter what comes, it is your beautiful lesson and it's your beautiful gift to be able to experience it. So whether it's something that you didn't want to say, you have to just have faith that that's what you were supposed to say. Maybe it was your lesson or maybe it was for someone else, because it's really crazy that, you know, yesterday I said so many things that I wasn't expecting to say, or maybe I thought the conversation would go differently. And instead of the past where maybe I would have been like, oh man, that didn't go as I wanted, or maybe I didn't sound as smart as I wanted, or maybe I didn't get through the message I wanted, it was the exact message that was supposed to come through, because I have faith, because I know that it's never what we think it's going to look like, because whatever I said is meant to hit the ears of whoever needs it. And I don't know what they need right now, because you're not that person. You are the delivery. You are just the messenger, right? You're just the person delivering the goods that they need. So be open to be the vessel, be open to be the messenger, and also be open to the lessons that you learn afterwards. So let go. Know that you can just, once you've done the work, you can just show up, right? As long as you are saying yes and you are showing up for yourself, be it something as small as just showing up and going to the gym. Have enough faith that once you get to the gym and you start, you're going to have the energy to continue on. Think positive thoughts. Say, I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm saying yes. I know that if I just go through these motions, I'm going to get the energy that I need for my day and feel better. And then tomorrow I'm going to show up, right? You just keep saying yes. So even if an opportunity arises and you don't know how to do it, say yes and then learn the rest while you're there, or learn on the way down, right? I love that definition of an entrepreneur. It's we leap and we build our wings on the way down. So amen. So true. I've never done anything in a different way. It's always been, I just say yes and I roll with it. So I promise you, you will be met with all of the support, all of the people that you need along your path if you just say yes. And what's the worst thing that could happen? You look stupid. Okay, who cares? So you look stupid for a little while, but you said yes, you learned a lesson, and you know what to do and what not to do. It's better than sitting there saying, what if, and ending up one day on your deathbed going, wow, I could have been more. I could have been more. I could have done more. I could have done that thing I wanted to do and felt my soul dance and just have the most blissed out life because I'm creating or doing that thing or impacting lives or changing the world. What is that thing? What is that thing that's got to come out? Let it out. All right, you guys, I hope that you have the most beautiful day. And until next time, make sure you earn your happy and share this with somebody that you know needs it. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.